As COVID cases came down last month, more people went to work. Today, we learned that U.S. employers added well over 500,000 jobs in October. That's the best showing in 3 months. If businesses are able to find workers, we could see even stronger job gains as we get closer to the holidays. NPR's Scott Horsley is with us. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Mary Louise.
All right. So this jobs report for October, it's a big improvement, right, from August and September when we were seeing this slump. Do we know why? What's going on?
Well, coronavirus infections peaked in early September, and since that time, we've seen a significant improvement in the nation's health outlook. That certainly seems to be reflected in these stronger jobs numbers. Bars and restaurants have been particularly sensitive to the ups and downs of the pandemic economy, and they had an up month in October. They added 119,000 jobs. That's more than 20% of the total. President Biden, who has been having kind of a tough week politically, celebrated these good jobs numbers at the White House. He argues part of the reason for the improvement is the aggressive steps his administration's taken to boost vaccinations.
That's good for our health, but it's also good for our economy. Now, vaccinated workers are going back to work. Vaccinated shoppers are going back to stores. And with the launch of the vaccine for kids ages 5 through 11 this week, we can make sure more vaccinated children can stay in school.
And that push for more vaccinations continues. Just this week, the administration rolled out its new OSHA rule that requires big employers to get all their workers vaccinated by early next year, or else have them tested at least once a week.
Do we know who is hiring, Scott? Which industries?
Yeah, besides bars and restaurants, factories added a healthy 60,000 jobs last month, and that includes almost 28,000 in auto factories and parts plants. You know, automakers have been hard hit by the shortage of semiconductors, but maybe that's easing now just a little bit. We also saw lots of hiring in warehouses and in transportation. And also jobs numbers for August and September were revised up, so that's good news too.
Yeah, although there's some unevenness here. The unemployment rate ticked down, but not for everybody. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. The overall unemployment rate fell to 4.6%, which is considerably better than a lot of forecasters thought it would be at this point. But the jobless rate for African Americans is still stubbornly high. It was unchanged last month at 7.9%. On the plus side, there was a substantial drop in unemployment among Latinos. That rate is still above the average, but it came down last month by about 0.4%.
Now, from the Department of Shooting for the Stars, remembering this summer when we saw even stronger job growth than these October numbers. Can we get back to that? What would that take?
You know, possibly. Employers would definitely like to hire more people, and right now they're having to compete for a scarce pool of workers. You can see that in the wage rates, which were up in October almost 5% over a year ago on average. So far, though, even with those higher wages, we're not seeing a big jump in the number of people looking for work. Chief economist Julia Pollack of ZipRecruiter notes that almost 3 million people who left the job market during the pandemic have not yet come back.
They've been sitting out the pandemic. But as the health conditions improve, as wages rise, as more and more employers embrace flexibility, that flexibility will be extremely appealing to those workers who are on the margins and who only come into the workforce when the conditions are right.
So we could see more people coming off the sidelines and joining the workforce. That would be a good thing for the economy if it does happen. The U.S. has still recovered only about 80% of the jobs it lost during the pandemic.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
And NPR's Scott Horsley.